This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning. We'll call House Transportation Committee to order this morning. I'd like to welcome everybody here this morning. We are on the air live. I see the light on. I want to welcome everybody who's listening online. We've got three bills on our agenda this morning, and everybody's kind of in let's do this quickly mode because there's a lot of other things going on trying to get bills into submitted today, deadlines and things. So we're going to try to be as efficient as we can today and appreciate everybody's attention and effort in that manner. I want to remind everybody that's here today, if you've got devices, phones, computers, please make sure they're on silent. We've had a really good track record so far this session of being quiet and nobody getting in trouble or fined, and we want to keep that going. I would ask the secretary now to call the roll.
Representatives Chase.
Here.
Duvall.
Here.
Fink.
Here.
Goodwin.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Livermont.
Here.
Steele.
Here.
Weiss.
Here.
Zickman.
Here.
Cordeau.
Here.
Lesmeister. Excused. Anderson.
Here.
And Mills.
Here.
We've got 12 present and one excused.
We have a quorum, and so that's great. I'm looking to see which of our members studied the minutes. Representative Duvall.
Mr. Chair, I would like to suggest a correction. When we approved the minutes, it should reflect Tuesday, January 28th, rather than Sunday, January 19th. And I would make that motion.
Second. We've got a motion to approve the minutes with that correction. We've got a second by Representative Fink. Any further corrections or discussion on the minutes? Seeing none, those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Hang on a second.
That should be the Thursday, January.
Where are we looking?
Motion to approve the minutes.
Oh, all right. Did the secretary note the change that she's...
Yeah.
We got it. So it should read Thursday, January 23rd. Very good. We thank you that for reading those and for catching that change. And so your motion is still on the floor to approve, and the second is still good with Representative Fink. So one more ask. Is there any other corrections to the minutes? Seeing none, those in favor of approving the corrected amended minutes, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Thank you. We have one page here today. We're down. Normally there are two. If you would, please come on up to the front and introduce yourself and let us know where you're from and what your plans are after high school and maybe what extracurricular activities you have enjoyed.
All right. My name is Ella Van Dam. I am a senior at Rapid City Central High School. And after high school, I'm going to be attending Brigham Young University in Utah. And I'm involved in debate, band, and National Honor Society.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for being here and for your service. This is the end of your first week, one more week here. We're always thankful for the work that the pages do and appreciate their bright faces and optimism they bring into the room. So thank you. Any announcements or personal privileges this morning? Seeing none. We will move on to consideration of bills. We have three bills on our agenda this morning, and we will take them in the order that they were noted. And so first up will be House Bill 1066, Representative David Johnson. You always feel like when you know there's people listening online, you should fill the airtime, almost like a radio guy. He's making his way to the podium. Or put a joke in or something. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't have anything prepared to talk about this bill today because I see that there are multiple representatives from DOT in the back that will be testifying on this bill. Just a little bit of history. Looking around the committee, I don't see anyone on the committee that's new this year. This is our third phase and final phase of cleaning up the aviation title in South Dakota, Title 50. This is what we fondly call the final phase. We've taken Title 50 from the beginning to the end, and we have repaired it. We've fixed it. We've removed over 50 old, obsolete, or superseded laws in the state of South Dakota that didn't have applicability in today's world of aviation, and today, specifically South Dakota's aviation statutes. I'm proud of the fact that we've been able to take the Title 50 aviation laws in the state of South Dakota and remove at least half, maybe two-thirds of the laws that were in that statute, cleaned it up. So this is our final cleanup bill. Literally hundreds of hours combined have been put into cleaning up Title 50, and we're pretty proud of it. The first two phases were brought first in 2017 or 2018. Second phase was last year, and this is the third phase. Department of Transportation has been unbelievable in their cooperation in cleaning up Title 50. But there were also many other people involved in doing this. South Dakota Pilots Association. I can't even name them all. Air traffic controllers were involved in this. The Federal Aviation Administration was involved in this. Numerous other organizations, government officials, and private pilots, and citizens of South Dakota have cooperated in this. It is a long bill, but that's just because there was a lot of information to clean up. I don't think I have anything else to say. I think I can leave that up to the experts.
Representative Johnson, I think there's an amendment that has your name on it here today. Would you like to have that amendment brought forward at this time?
Mr. Chair, I'm unfamiliar with it. If it has my name on it, I don't believe... I remember which one it is. Yes, let's move that amendment.
So we have a motion from Representative Duvall to move amendment, 1066A.
That's
correct. Representative Duvall? And a second from Representative Fink.
Mr. Chair.
Bordeaux, excuse me. Representative Bordeaux had the second. Any discussion on the amendment? Representative Duvall.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry to interrupt, but there was an amendment that I presented a couple of weeks ago that I believe you're referring to.
It's got your name on it.
Yes. But just this morning, another amendment was brought.
There is another amendment as well.
So the one with my name on it, I would like to move it this time.
Okay, and that's the one, 1066A is the one that has your name on it. And so that has been moved and seconded. Any further discussion on Amendment 1066A? Seeing none, those in favor of 1066A will signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That amendment is approved. All right. Please continue.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for that. I can conclude my testimony at this time. I have no more to say.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Further proponent testimony? Morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, and members of the committee. My name is Dustin DeBoer. I'm here on behalf of the South Dakota Department of Transportation, and the DOT rises in favor of this bill today. As Representative Johnson pointed out, this is very much a finalization of the Title 50 review. This committee last year, by way of House Bill 1071, considered a substantial revision of Title 50, the aviation, that was eventually signed into law. The bill was an overhaul, which truly was a modernization of this title. The purpose of HB 1066 is a final cleanup of Title 50, and I'd like to just summarize a few of the bullet points of what we did here this time. First, there's, again, been further updating of definitions which are unnecessary or don't truly define technical terms have been removed. An example is found on page 2 of the bill, line 12, where the definition of aeronautics, which is a commonly understood term within the industry, has been stricken. There's also been edits for consistency of terminology within the definitions used throughout the title, and definitions of drones and unmanned aircraft have been clarified and expanded. Point 2 is that general references to monies or funds have been clarified, very much clarified this morning. Thank you, Representative Duvall. We did a triple check yesterday of the language, and we did find one error we needed to fix here. So all references to the State Aeronautics Fund, which is the proper term for the account in which the Aeronautics Commission works from, have been corrected, and additional language added where necessary. Statutes have also been transferred within the title and to other more relevant parts of the code. An example of relocation within Title 50 is found in Section 4, which previously was SDCL 50-2-32. This statute, which addresses appeals of the Aeronautics Commission decisions, was located in another part of Title 50 within the air navigation hazards. Since most of Chapter 50-9 was repealed, the statute needed a more relevant location within the chapter, and the relocation makes sense where we put it, because we moved it to Chapter 50-2, which addresses powers and authority granted to the Aeronautics Commission. And example, and with regard to SDCL 50-10-2 and 10-2.1, which state airport hazards are public nuisances, they've been relocated to Chapter 50-9, which encompasses air navigation hazards. Again, a more relevant location. The one example of relocation outside the Title 50 is found on the first page of the bill, Section 1. What is now going to be known as SDCL 9-24-7 was formerly 50-7-14.1. This is a statute which is peripherally related to aviation, but the intent of the statute addresses liability of municipalities, which we decided is not really our concern. It's more of a municipal issue. And so it was moved to Chapter 9-24, which is entitled Actions Against Municipalities. And finally, one final reference to the granting of eminent domain to an out-of-state municipality has been stricken. The language is a little bit broad, but I think it can be interpreted to grant that power. And last year, we removed quite a few of those references. One of the references was missed. So if you see Section 7, which is SDCL 50-7-2, the stricken language grants rights to a non-state entity, which are traditionally reserved to the state by way of our Constitution. The current language is arguably an expansion of state constitutional rights to an out-of-state entity, which cannot be done through statute. With this information in mind, the DOT respectfully requests the passage of HB 1066. And I'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1066 as amended. Further proponent testimony? Seeing none, is there any opponent testimony to House Bill 1066? Any opponent testimony? Seeing no opponent testimony, the chair will open it up for committee questions. Representative Duvall.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. DeBoer, this might be more of a philosophical question that's kind of beyond your pay grade. But I notice that when we talk about the maximum liability is $5 million. That $5 million has been in statute since 1969. So is it still a relevant number in 2020?
Mr. Chair, Representative, the reason why we transferred it, because we had this exact same discussion, is this, should this be something that the Aeronautics Commission and Aviation should be dealing with, or should liability be addressed by municipalities? And that's why we decided to move it. So, excuse me if I just follow up on that. So we'll leave it up to municipalities to address that in the future.
Did that answer your question, Representative Duvall? Further questions of the committee? Seeing no further questions, we'll close that portion of the hearing and open it up for committee discussion or action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Duvall.
I would like to move Amendment 1066B, which corrects the reference from Aviation Fund and makes it Aeronautics Fund.
Second.
We have a motion from Representative Duvall to amend this bill with 1066B, and we have a second. Oh, they were fighting over it, but I'm pretty sure it was Representative Johnson that has the second. Discussion on that amendment, Representative Duvall.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, but it really is just a typo.
Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess the only comment I would make is that if the word aviation appears twice in line 19, obviously you intend to amend it where it is tied to the word fund, but somehow the amendment should probably indicate that it's amending only that word aviation and not the last word in the sentence. Whoever's in charge of making those on-the-fly corrections.
Is that a clarification? That's not a further amendment? Is that...
Mr. Chair? I was just going to make that recommendation, Mr. Chair. If you look at the in-text version, it doesn't talk about anything further. So
that version?
Yeah, you want to look at the other one.
Need to be the same.
navigating our new computerized system has some wonderful features to it, but some of us are much more adept at it than others, and must. So we have an amendment that's been offered. We have a second. Yes, we have some comments from
just a clarification.
Staff. Yes,
the instructions would read on page 4, line 19 of the introduced bill, delete aviation and insert aeronautics. So it's specific to that one.
I think we've had some back and forth between our staff and the proposer of the amendment, and I believe there's clarity of understanding among the committee in terms of what the intention of the motion is, and we have a second. Any further discussion on this amendment? Seeing none, those in favor of the amendment 1066B will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. So we have amended 1066 with 1066A and 1066B. Further committee discussion or action?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Anderson.
I move due pass.
We've got a motion due pass from as amended by Representative Anderson. We have a second from Representative Steele, that is. He did it with a very impressive gesture that the chair caught. So it's interesting fighting over these seconds here. All right, so we have a motion. We have a second. Discussion on that motion, Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think, you know, clearly the testimony has been that this is a cleanup of the statutes. And it's taken a couple of years to do it and a lot of work. We appreciate the effort that was put into that, and just time to move the bill forward. Thank you.
Any further discussion? The chair just wants to add his two cents that I really appreciate the people who read the bills and offer their insight and their corrections. The more accurate we can get these bills through, the better laws we create. I want to thank Representative Johnson for his leadership on Title 50 and for the DOT's involvement to get this done. And this is, it's good work. It takes a team effort. And I just wanted to express my thanks to everyone for the, for that effort. Right down to the last detail, all are very much appreciated. And with that comment, I will ask the secretary on the motion to pass as amended, 1066. Please call the roll.
Representatives Chase.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Fink.
Aye.
Goodwin.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Livermont.
Aye.
Steele.
Aye.
Weiss.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Bordeaux.
Aye.
Lesmeister.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Mills.
Aye.
Unanimous.
We have a unanimous vote. This is kind of extensive. I'm not sure about consent. I think the chair would... It's been amended, and I just think because of the length of it, I think the chair would feel better if we took this one to the floor. So, Representative Johnson, you will have this one on the floor and some time to prepare. With that, the chair would declare 1066B or 1066 as amended passed. We will move on to our next bill of the day, which is an extremely long bill. House Bill 1075 is now open for proponent testimony. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. I am Representative Mary Duvall from District 24. And not to be presumptuous, but you might want to consider this one as a possible consent calendar bill. If the last bill was a cleanup bill, which it was, this one I think is the functional equivalent of finding a gum wrapper in the parking lot and decide that you want to pick it up and put it in the garbage. I came across this statute, and if you read it, you will see that it was in effect from March 15th, 2003 through July 1st, 2003. And I think the statute of limitations on any of that has run its course. So I'm proposing that we just get this out of the code. And with that, I would ask for your support, and I'll be available to answer questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents on House Bill 1075? Any further proponents? Seeing none, is there anybody that wishes to oppose House Bill 1075? Any opponents? Seeing none, we will close that. No need for rebuttal. And open it up to committee questions and or action.
Mr. Chair.
Goodwin.
I move to pass.
Second.
We have a motion, do pass motion by Representative Goodman, Goodwin, seconded by Representative Zickman. Any comments?
No, I think it was explained well enough.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor of House Bill 1075, an act to repeal certain outdated provisions regarding annexation near airports, will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Okay, Representatives Chase.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Fink.
Aye.
Goodwin.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Livermont.
Aye.
Steele.
Aye.
Weiss.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Bordeaux.
Aye.
Lesmeister.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Mills. Excused. Unanimous with those present.
House Bill 1075 is passed, and I would suggest that that go on consent unless anybody has any objections. Okay. We will then move to House Bill 1084, an act to increase the maximum allowable height of certain vehicles carrying baled feed. We will begin with proponent testimony. Representative Fink.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Caleb Fink, District 21. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, members of the committee. Here before you today, House Bill 1084. This was brought to my attention and several other folks' attention earlier this fall as we found out that our statutes don't really meet what's going on out in the real world. Hay going down the highway on trucks, currently law says that they have to be no higher than 14 feet 3 inches, and that just does not quite meet the standard today. Equipment has gotten a little bit bigger, whether that's a drop deck trailer, whether that's the bales have gotten a little bit bigger, et cetera, et cetera. And so in reality today, the height of those trucks going down the road needs to be much closer to 15 feet. And so got together, made a couple of phone calls. I know the good representative from District 19 is here as well. He and I talked about this. There's some senators that talked about this, and we said, okay, let's circle the wagon. And so I would like to thank the governor's office, the Department of Transportation, and the Department of Public Safety for all coming to the table on this as well as we embarked on this conversation of, you know, we should update this statute and what should it be updated to and what are the metrics to support changing it. So went out and took a look at various different structure heights. So those things have been considered in this. And I'll let the department, if you have specific questions about that, they have all the statistics on that, and they can speak to that much better than I can. Really, when we came down to it, 15 feet is going to cover most of what we need to cover, and it's not going to infringe upon having anybody needing to really be concerned about taking out overpasses and things like that on the interstates. So that's where we went with 15 feet. The amendment that is out there, which we can deal with later, we do not need to deal with that now, but I have an amendment for this. As we've continued our discussions about this, being it is January and the ground is frozen and there is a lot of hay moving around, there was a discussion on whether we should put an emergency clause on this so that when we get this through, we can get this updated in code and get this into practice quicker than waiting until July 1st, because there is an immense amount of hay that is going to move up and down the road and is moving up and down the road today. So that's the purpose for that amendment, and we can have that discussion at that point in time. And I have nothing further. I'll be available for questions as we move forward, and I think there's some other folks that want to come up. So thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee.
I believe the chair would prefer that we move the amendment now, if that's all right with you, so that we have the bill in its preferred form.
So
got a motion from Representative Duvall to move amendment 1084B.
Second.
Got a second from Representative Anderson. Discussion on that motion? Seeing none, those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We have 1084 as amendment, as amended by 1084B. Further proponent testimony, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Kent Peterson, State Rep, District 19. I was alerted, or it was around Thanksgiving time, actually. We got some phone calls as well from some people that haul hay in my district, and reached out to Captain Brewers at the Department of Public Safety, Highway Patrol. And the long and the short of it is they're hauling hay at this height right now. So that's just what's happening out there. So we just need, I think they were looking at potentially updating this, and they may choose to speak to that. And so it's happening. In the last couple of days, we've also talked to some of the people with the electric utilities, and they had a few concerns. But what I told them as well is this is what's happening. So if you haven't been having any trouble in the last, say, 10 or 15 years with people running into wires, the height's been there already. And so that alleviated their concerns. Right now, farmers are exempt coming out of the field anyway. This has to do with commercial people hauling. So, you know, we can only get them so high because we don't have the equipment to to get rid of it. And also we have to start dealing with weight too. So the more you would put on a hay trailer, the more weight you're dealing with, and we still have to follow the weight limits, but the height limits do not apply. So anyway, the emergency clause I think is appropriate just to get this updated to match up with the current practice. So I'd be happy to stand by for questions. Appreciate your due passage of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Peterson. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1084 as amended. Turn your microphone on, please.
Sorry about that. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Captain John Browers. I'm the commander for the Motor Carrier Division of the South Dakota Highway Patrol. I want to thank and commend the good representatives that came to us ahead of time. We were able to work out a lot of the details and the information that needs to be considered by everybody. This is a great way to come about changing one of our existing statutes. And this won't be in your red books, but for me, this is what I call shampoo legislation. It's a great product. I don't particularly use a lot of it, but it benefits a lot of people. And a lot of people do make good use of it, especially the sponsors. We've done some research within the Highway Patrol and with the Department of Transportation. Currently, ag producers have no maximum height limit on any road except for the interstate. Once they hit the interstate, they have to follow those limitations just like anywhere else. But on the state and county roads, they're able to exceed what would normally be the height limit. So moving this from 14.3 inches up to 15 feet certainly has some concerns initially. We were able to do some research with the Department of Transportation Bridge Office. Currently on the interstate, the lowest structure that you would encounter is 15 feet 4 inches. So this will work on the interstates. Once we move beyond the interstates, in South Dakota, there's 580 vertical clearances that you may encounter. 7.7 of those are at 14.3, which is our current statute, or less. By going up to 15 feet, we hit 19.5% of those structures. You may encounter a height issue. And once we go above 15 feet, we're talking 30% and higher. But we're good on the interstates. We feel this is not going to endanger public safety by moving it up to 15 feet. Weight issues would prevent, you know, things from keep growing higher and higher. We're not going to, I don't think we're going to foresee seeing 20 feet high, for example, if they throw another bale on top of those stacks, as the good representative said, just don't have the equipment to handle that, and then we run into further weight issues. So between the infrastructure protection of striking a bridge and then the safety issues, if you strike a bridge with a load of hay, the hay bale falls off. I have only one example in the last several years where a hay bale was rolled off from striking a bridge. That was just this past year on the interstate, and that load was very high. The bridge was over 16 feet. They just had some really big stuff, and they shouldn't have been on that road. But we think we can move these bales safely. And it also puts us in line with the other neighboring states. For example, Nebraska is 15 feet 6 for baled feed. Minnesota, North Dakota, and Wyoming are all 15 feet. Some states require a permit to do that, some do not. Iowa would now be the shortest maximum height for baled feed at 14.6. This bill also, it goes from baled hay to baled feed. Technically, currently, if you had baled corn stalks that you were going to feed, you wouldn't be allowed that little bit higher maximum height on that load. This includes feed, so it's a little more broader term that allows that product that's packaged the same for the same use, transported by the same folks. It just cleans that up too. So we rise in support. We think it's going to be safe, and it's not going to endanger the public or the infrastructures. So we also urge the due pass, and I'll be happy to stand by if you have any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Captain Browers. Thank you for the little humor inserted on the front end. We appreciate that very much in these days that get long.
Further proponent testimony. Welcome.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Brenda Foreman. I'm a registered lobbyist for South Dakota Cattlemen's Association. And around the Thanksgiving time, we had received some phone calls from members that were concerned with the challenge that their hay movers, hay haulers, were having with the 14-3. We appreciate Representative Fink and Representative Peterson for beginning the process and for public safety and all the work they did on this, listening to our concerns and addressing the concerns. As amended with the emergency clause, as was noted, it is important. The ground is finally froze, and there are guys that are still trying to move hay into the yards in terms of the feeding of their livestock. We would ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Foreman. Further proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Mitch Richter, South Dakota Farmers Union. I just added me to, it's an issue that came up with several of our members, and we had also contacted the captain in the public safety, and we'd support the bill.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Richter, and thank you for your brevity. Further proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Mike Held, South Registered Lobbyist for the South Dakota Farm Bureau. We also had this issue come up. This fall, our leaders put together a policy resolution that we support raising the height. We think the 1084 is a good bill, and we like the emergency clause. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Helm. Further proponent testimony? Seeing none, are there any? Oh, excuse me. The staff just reminded me that we did receive, and let the record show, we have written testimony from Frank Klocek that has been distributed to the committee members that is also in favor of this bill. So seeing that and seeing no further proponent testimony, we'll open it up to opponent testimony. Is there any opponent testimony on House Bill 1084? Seeing none, we'll open it up for committee questions. This is a very subdued group today. All right, seeing no committee questions, Representative Fink, please rejoin us, and we will open it up for committee discussion and or action. Representative Chase.
I move to pass on 1084 as amended.
We've got a
second.
We have a motion do pass from Representative Chase and a second from Representative Weiss. Representative Chase.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think our travels are in the same circles because I, too, had this comment brought to me right around Thanksgiving time and didn't even really think about it. But if you got a drop deck trailer and you don't have bales on the drop or the top deck, it doesn't make much sense to be going down the road. So glad that we could bring it up to date. Thanks for the cooperation between Public Safety, Highway Patrol, Department of Transportation, all involved. Let's move the bill forward.
Representative Fink.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, everyone, for all the help and assistance. One thing I did want to mention, I have had a couple of questions in regards to with the drop decks and things. If you get the right size bales on there, you can be just a smidge over 15 sometimes. And I know there was some conversations because there are some surrounding states that have some permits, like the over-width permits. And I know there's some discussions going on within Public Safety and Department of Transportation to look at doing something like that, because it comes into a safety factor. Is there are quite a few more structures when you go past that 15-foot level that you really get into trouble with. And if you've got things like the over-width permits, when you apply for those, then you can get routing information from the department as to making sure that you can get a safe passage from point A to point B. So if you've got constituents that ask about those things, you can point them my way, and we'll be working with the department on that going forward, but they're handling that, so that didn't have to be a part of this bill. So thank you, Mr. Chair. I urge you to pass.
Further comments or discussion from the committee?
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
Representative Goodwin.
I was 100% behind this, but now I'm a little bit concerned by what was just said. I mean, should we do it with a 15 feet, or should we change it to a different height?
Representative Fink.
Mr. Chair, to answer your question, it needs to be at 15. When we look at those statistics, and I'm sure Captain Brewers could share some of that with you after committee if you'd like. When you go from 15 even to some of the neighboring states go up to 15.6, in that move from 15 feet up to 15.6, the number of structures that you would encounter, that list grows exponentially, even in just in that small little move. And then if you go beyond that, the list gets, much, much more extensively long as you go forward. So that's really, as we have talked and I have talked with a number of producers back home, that 15 feet will cover them 95% of the time. And this is not going to be an issue. And if they do need to do something else, they just need to be able to modify what they've got going on in terms of making sure they put a bale that has a little more squat to it up on top to make sure that it's not going over that 15-foot mark. So those are some of the conversations I've had, and I feel comfortable with it at 15 feet.
Any other committee discussion, questions? I would just add that I think I was part of the cell phone conversation as well back in November. I think everybody was getting involved with these discussions and appreciate all the work and that Representative Fink took a leadership role on this to bring us a good bill that obviously has a lot of support and is needed. So before the committee, we have House Bill 1084 as amended by 1084B. Seeing no further comment, it is up for vote, and I'll ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Chase.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Fink.
Aye.
Goodwin.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Livermont.
Aye.
Steele.
Aye.
Weiss.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Bordeaux.
Aye.
Lesmeister.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
And Mills.
Aye.
Unanimous.
We have a unanimous vote on 1084 as amended. Declare it passed. And it's got an emergency clause on it, and so that will be up for debate. Further items to come before the committee today? The chair would let the committee know we have six bills that have been assigned to us, but I think in light of the fact that we have about 10 meetings left, we should be able to handle that load, and I'm not sure how many more we'll get. So we will not have a meeting on Tuesday morning. We'll give you a little half a day to get here so that you're bright-eyed for session, and we will pick it up again on Thursday of next week. Any other action for the committee today? Seeing none, is there a motion? Got a motion to adjourn from Representative Weiss. Is there a second?
Second.
Second from Representative Fink. All those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, we are adjourned.
Aye.